Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been talking about the principle of faith. And one of the most important things that God has revealed to us is the fact that we need to call things that are not as though they were. That's in Romans 4:17. And God demonstrates it with Abraham getting him to call himself father of nations before he was. So we've got to start labeling things as though they are. Stop saying when you're feeling sick, I'm sick. That's calling things that are as though they are. God said, no, call things that are not as though they were. So what's not? Healing's not. So what do you say instead of I'm sick? You say, by the stripes on God's back, I am healed. And you call things that are not as though they were. And if you stand on that in faith and belief, it will manifest in your life. If you call yourself sick when you are sick in the natural, then you solidify sickness into your life and you're going to battle with that sickness. So you need to start doing it the way God says to do it. Call things that are not as though they were. So let's pick up in the service now and find out what God tells us.
We see in Romans 14, verses 17 to 22, talks about in Romans there, how Abraham became fully persuaded, which means he was totally convinced that God would do what he had promised. But now I want to look at in verse 17, we pick it up in this verse, Romans 4, 17. Look what God says here. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. I have made thee. He's talking future tense, as though it's a now tense. I have made thee, because when he said, I have made you the father of nations, Abraham wasn't a father. That was before he even had Isaac. I've made thee a father of nations. His wife couldn't have children. He couldn't have children. They were old. He had the child, the promised child, when he was 100. She was 90 years of age. And Abraham was fully persuaded, and he called those things which were not into manifestation as though they were. Now, God had to help him along the way. We've spoken about this quite often. God had to take him outside and say, change your name to Father of Nations instead of Father. Look at the stars. Look at the sand. He was in the desert, so he saw lots of stars and lots of sand. He said, so numerous are your seed going to be, your children. So he gave him the vision, and he got him to speak out of his mouth, I'm the Father of Nations. That's why I use that. It's a great example. When he was not yet a father. God calls things that are not as though they were. The problem is with us, we feel sick and we say, I'm getting sick. You're calling what is. God said, no, call what is as though it were something else. So if sickness is not, healing is not there, for instance. Let's say sickness has attacked your body and you say, I'm sick. That's calling things that are as though they are. God's saying, call things that are not as though they were. So what's not? Healing's not at that precise moment. You all got that? So sickness is attacking my body. Healing's not. So instead of calling things that are, I'm sick, he says, call things that are not. What's not? Healing. So his word says, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. So I say, instead of I'm sick, I say, I'm healed. It's a change of the way we think. It took me a couple of years to get to that position, but I got there. And so many of you and all of us can get there. Amen. And I wish I did it 100% of the time, but I'm not Jesus. If you think you're a big deal, compare yourself to Jesus, you'll soon come down. You'll come for a landing, okay? All right, so it says, as it is written, I've made you a father of many nations before him who believed, even God, who quickens the dead, that brings to life, and calls those things which be not as though they were. Stop calling things that are as they are. You want the dog, but you're calling the cat. You want healing, but you're calling sickness. You want prosperity, but you're calling brokenness. I'm broke, can't afford it. No, God said, that's the wrong thing you're doing, son, daughter. You've got to call things that are not. What's not? The money is not. So what do? You supply my every need according to your riches. You became poor so I can become rich. In God's mind, you're already prosperous. In God's mind, you're already healed. In God's mind, you're already victorious. Because he's already provided everything you're ever going to need. Amen. And so Paul is referring over there, Paul wrote that, the book of Romans. He's referring to Genesis 17, verse 5. And you'll notice that God got Abraham and he called him the father of nations way before he was a father. So if you want to read that later on, you can read that in Genesis 17. This is God's method for change. Write that down. Calling things that are not as though they were is God's method for change. You see, we grow up and you hear your parents say, I don't know how we're going to afford it. Or you hear your parents say, we can't go, or we haven't got, or I'm sick. And we grow up with that mindset. Now, maybe your parents' parents, and going all the way back to Adam, continued it, right? But you are a pioneer. And a pioneer starts something new. And if it's you in your family, start it now. Break that cycle of poverty. Break the cycle of sickness. Break the cycle of fear. Break the cycle of addictions. You are the one that should be doing this. Don't leave it to someone else, because they're leaving it to someone else themselves. And in the end, no one does anything.
That's right.
Amen. So God changed his name to Abraham, which meant father of multitudes, and he made him speak it out. He spoke it out. He spoke it out. He spoke it out. And so it means he started calling something into reality that was not yet there. I'm the father of nations. He's saying it, but he's got no children. Now that sounds stupid, doesn't it? Well, in case you don't know, heaven and earth are opposite kingdoms. One's upside down, and I believe it's the earth is the upside down kingdom, not the kingdom of heaven, right? God does things he does things differently than we do. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. Did he not say that? But the good thing about it is when you become born again, you get the Holy Spirit, your thoughts can now become his thoughts and your ways can now become his ways. That's what's happening today. You're going to get the ways of God on change in your life by doing what we're talking about today. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so God had established Abraham's children coming by promise, but Abraham had to call it into reality. Why didn't God just do it? Leave him what he was and just do it. Because God gave authority to the man.
Amen.
Listen, in the garden, when God created mankind, in verse 26, chapter 1, God created mankind in his image and in his likeness. And then he says, let's give them authority and dominion over everything we've created.
Amen.
Everything we've created. God created angels. Do you know that the Bible says in Hebrews that angels are there for the heirs, they're ministering flames for the heirs of salvation? That you and I, we can commission angels to protect, to direct, to help. Remember that angels would come and talk on behalf of God, they'd come and give dreams on behalf of God. Angels are there for the heirs of salvation. God doesn't need angels. God is God. He doesn't need angels to do nothing. Does he? My goodness. So someone said we should declare to ourselves what God's word reveals about us, regardless of the circumstances or how we feel about it. And that's words of wisdom. You've got to reveal, you've got to speak God's word over your circumstances. Because you might say, and I used to be that kind of a person, man, if I can't touch it, I won't believe it. Me and Thomas, we were buddies. If I can't see it, taste it, feel it, touch it, I won't believe it. Prove it to me. Thinking I was so smart. I was so stupid, I knew nothing. Really? I thought seeing is believing, is what I thought. And I had to see something before I could believe it. And then I started to read the Word of God, and God started to show me, no, the kingdom of heaven doesn't operate on those principles. He says, look not at the things that can be seen, for the things that can be seen are temporary, but the things that cannot be seen are eternal. Amen. It's an eternal kingdom that we are part of today. And in the eternal kingdom, there's neither space, time, or matter. And I can go in any time, anywhere, any place, and grab what's available to me. Amen. Now, like I said, this may be new to you, so just hang in there, it'll get better. Amen. So we've got to start saying things over our lives that God says about us. And do you know, each and every one of you do it every Sunday here, every Wednesday here. And if you're online, you do it as well. You did it this morning. This is my Bible. And you said, I have what it said I have. I can do what it said I can do. I am what it says I am. You say what God says. You're going to say what God says. Stop saying feelings and emotions. Stop saying what the principal said about you. Stop saying what anyone says about you, start saying what God says about you. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He has the first word, and by goodness, he's going to get the last word. Amen. Amen. So if you say what God says, he says, I watch over my word to perform it. In Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform his word. So when I'm saying God's word, he's watching to go and make it happen. And when I'm saying it in faith, by calling it when it's not there, he makes sure it happens. Amen. Make sure that what you say lines up with the word of God. Amen. Did you know? Words, now watch this, were originally meant for creation more than communication. Words were meant for creation more than for communication. You think about it. God spoke everything into existence. He spoke it all into existence, right? Adam used words to create the animals. This was all in the very beginning. Creation comes out of your mouth. Creation came out of God's mouth. Healing comes out of your mouth. Prosperity comes out of your mouth. Now, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. It's not me and my great words. No, it's me, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. And that's creative power. So God gave us authority over everything in the planet. Everything. Everyone say everything. Put your hand on your heart and say, Father God, I accept the mandate of the authority that you have given to me. You got the authority. You stand there when some demon's trying to put sickness on your child. You stand between that demon and your child. You say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of the Lamb, by the stripes on his back, you will not touch my child. And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? You're going to go to a worldly doctor, he's going to do it? No, he's not. There are some godly doctors, they'll do it. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863